CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, people? The Back to School Tour is officially underway. September 1st and 2nd, Baltimore, Maryland. September 17th, New York City. Venue still to be determined, but it is happening. September 29th to August 1st, Skankfest in Vegas, the return. We will all be there. And October 6th and 7th, St. Louis, Missouri. There will be some other dates to come up. Stamford, Connecticut, as well as Jersey City. Those dates will be available on the link, so keep checking back on the website. Come on and check us out live. Let's get into the show. Peace. Ain't no need to pay. Going on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the God, Dave Temple, and I'm flying solo this week for another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies, here to run the shrimp boat by myself. Derek, I think he got the call, you know, like Forrest Gump got, "Hey, Mama Thick." Remember that when Forrest jumped off of the boat? They said his mama was sick, and he left Lieutenant Dan to run the shrimp boat by himself. A very, very irresponsible move by a clearly autistic man.
With no legs.
Yeah, yeah. That's Dan. Wild to leave a man with no legs on a shrimp boat by himself. But just like Lieutenant Dan, I'm not afraid of a goddamn thing, and I will man the storm myself.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling.
Yeah, and she'll get that stuff situated now. Hopefully, you know, Derek and his mom, everybody's good and all that stuff. Actually got a fun episode today. I thought about doing this as another temple run. Some of you guys did seem to really enjoy the temple runs where I go down these lists of ways to get your life together, talking about imposter syndrome and all that kind of stuff like that. But also realize I go live on Instagram and talk about that on Tuesday. So we could do that there. I think I want to bring somebody in and hang out with me today, you know? As a matter of fact, I am going to bring somebody in here. I got some in theme music. Kill that music there. Hold on. Do we have some music there? Because I want to make sure.
What are you talking about?
Well, I know. We didn't go over it, but, you know, it's a thing. There's a theme song that'll intro. It takes a little while to play because we haven't figured all that out. But I know that this will work out. Yeah. Do you hear that? That is the music for Montenegrin supermodel Ljubi Popovic. Hey, what's going on, Ljubi?
Models are stupid. They don't know how these work. Hold
yeah.
On. Give me a second, darling. Are we on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
You hear your intro music there? Does that take you back?
Hold on one second. No, no, no. Show the respect. Our national dance is so violent.
There's a dance to this?
Not really, but our music is very similar,
yeah.
And the whole dance is just so. There's no other word but like violent and intense.
That's
and
why
like,
that's
we're pretending
why we have
to be
it.
Eagles flying, and it's so uncomfortable. And
you don't seem like you really like Montenegro that much.
I love Montenegro.
Okay, you just like joking on it.
Oh, I like to make fun of
self-deprecating Ljubi.
You know me.
Yeah.
nothing has changed.
Mm-mm. Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Yeah, fuck you, Dave Temple. I can't believe you're still using that.
I fucking love that. It's the best sound ever, and I will use it forever as just, you know, my Montenegro supermodel that yelled at them. Fuck you, Dave Temple.
But you're one of my favorite people ever.
Yeah. It's not a mean thing. It's
okay, cool.
I just enjoy having that sound bite. It is so funny.
Fuck
I know
you,
what it,
Dave Temple.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dave Temple. I remember the moment when I said it and why I said it.
What was that?
It's because you always make me realize some things about myself that I don't like.
What was that?
In the best possible way. Okay. Like, you shed light on things that I tried to suppress, and then like, oh, it's me this whole time. Let me just fix it.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes that hurts.
Yeah.
And
no need for apologies. I never mean to hurt. I never come from that aspect. I can be a bit piercing in that aspect because I call shit how I fucking see it. But that's kind of I don't know. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I was just yammering about this morning, and my morning, I guess you call it meditations and stuff like that. But we're talking about, like, society getting to a point where none of your thoughts are secret.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that? Like most of us, we appear to be decent human beings because we can sit here and cross our legs and fold our hands and not say
and contemplate a murder.
Right. We won't say what we're thinking. We can sit across the table from somebody that we absolutely despise.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as our hands are folded, present on the table at night. Mm-hmm. And no one's the wiser. And the interesting thing is, living like that, it actually makes people crazy. It actually makes people crazy. Like, people, that's why every time you see people get in their car, they can't wait to express themselves.
Yeah. That's the only outlet we have.
But we'll go in the car and go on Instagram or go live on YouTube as if the people that we just left aren't going to see that, you know?
There's consequences, people.
I mean, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Who knows, you know? Like, now people go viral and it's just like, okay, it is what it is. But we're getting there. We're getting closer to that thing of everybody knows what everybody's thinking.
Oof.
Like, what? Like, they were projecting this years ago, and that movie 1984 was like that. Have you ever seen that movie 1984 or read that book?
No.
And okay. Now I'm upset. I thought you would have. You seem
like that is my jam. Something like that. Yeah.
But it was basically like this society where everyone, we were all microphoned and screened up, right? Like, they could hear.
Is that a movie from the 70s?
Yeah, I think so.
I saw clips.
Yeah. And the whole concept of it is, if they catch you thinking something that you're not supposed to think, then they take you out for reprogramming. You know what I mean? So it's basically like rehab for thinking the wrong thing.
Okay.
And the people in the book had to learn the art of what they call double think.
Oh.
So we do it
unless they have to minority report you.
Yes.
Something like that.
Right. So like we do it now. We do it now. Cool. Even with our clips. We'll post a clip and we will clearly write dude in the captions, even though Derek clearly dropped the N-bomb. You know what I mean? Or like, you'll see ninja with an actual picture, an emoji of a ninja will come up, even though they're saying the N-word. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that is a way of trying to trick the algorithm and all the powers that be to be like, no. I'm not thinking that bad thing. I said ninja. You know what I mean? Jesus. It's like, okay, all right. It's a friendly compliance. It's wild.
Oh, can't wait to die. when I hear all of these things, I'm like, TikTok, baby. Like, I don't want to be around when that shit comes. That will be the end of the world. Be the end of the world.
For us, yeah. Because we won't be able to function in that.
Nobody
kind of world.
Will be.
Yeah.
I mean, but how do you sustain
here's
a society
the thing.
Like
I think
that?
They will be. I think they will be better off because they're free. Like, once everybody knows all your thoughts, even the bad ones, nothing to hide. You know what I mean?
There's so much to hide on daily basis. Remember the movie Liar Liar?
Yeah.
When Jim Carrey was explaining to his son why lies are okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like, when your mom got a little bigger when she was pregnant with you, I thought she was bigger, but I couldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make her feel good and say, but you're growing a life inside of you. It's beautiful.
Right.
So there's moments where you just have to lie.
No, and but that's not even a lie. He's telling her he's focusing on a bigger point. Like, hey, there's a life growing
no
inside
pun intended.
Of you.
Uh-huh. But,
but you are bigger. He's not lying and saying that you aren't bigger.
But maybe his thoughts were like, well, you're an ugly fat fuck, but I can't say it because you're carrying my child. Maybe. What if those were his thoughts?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be nice. That would hurt my feelings.
I guess so. That's why doctors have such a wild, wild job. Because doctors have to look everybody in the face and be like, okay, well, no, that's totally normal. No, 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 nothing to worry about there. You
know? I know. Like, nothing to worry about.
Like, I don't know whether I talked about this on the podcast yet. I have told you I'm getting a vasectomy.
Yes, it's coming up soon, correct?
Yeah, it's coming up soon in September, right? No dudes at the urologist. It's all women. Mm-hmm. It's all women.
Wow.
So one of my...
Define women. Women have dicks now.
I guess, fuck, would I be comfortable with shit? You know what? I'd almost probably be more comfortable with like a post-op trans woman doing my vasectomy. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, oh shit, here's someone who's done some snipping down here and knows something about recovery that can actually give me some real insight. Because that's the one thing that pissed me off was they were like, you're going to feel like a pinch and then it's going to... And I'm like, bitch, how would you know?
Yeah.
How would you... You're just reciting shit.
Yeah.
But if you give me a post-op trans woman that's like, this is what it's going to feel like.
Yeah. You want a pilot who's been through war. Who flew...
That'd be crazy though to be a trans woman and still just like be a doctor. It's like, cause I just feel like if you're gonna be trans, it's time to party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole purpose of transitioning is to fucking party.
Yeah, but doctors have access to pills, so they can party.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
That's too much work and studying though, man. Like I feel like if that's like as a trans person, I just feel like they're supposed to be partying and reckless and letting it all fly and hang out, right?
Mm-hmm. But you would give them your precious things to fix with confidence, you say, with full confidence. Like I've been there, done that. I know what
now,
I'm doing.
Now I'm now I am kind of.
I don't know.
Contradicting myself there, huh? Yeah, nah. If they're here to party,
you know,
nah, because they might take some certain liberties. We need you on our side. And they just cut the whole thing off.
Oof.
It is wild though. Like I was wondering about that because, like, for my last appointment, I definitely had to drop trowel for all the ladies and let them, like, feel vas deferens and all that kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they were professional about it, but there's no way they were professional about it once I left the office.
Oh, they were talking about you.
There's 100%. No way, right?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. As professionals, they're still ladies.
Uh-huh.
And I went in the middle of the day, so it was like there was nobody behind me. You know, there's no other appointments. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yo, did you see that guy's dick? Wow. Right?
Love your confidence.
Absolutely. Well, I had to drop trowel in front of a bunch of
ladies. You have to have it, yeah.
I had to, right? Like, I don't know. Do y'all get nervous like that, dropping trowel at the doctor for any reason?
Me, personally, I don't.
You don't go to the doctor?
I don't get nervous or self-conscious in that
okay.
area.
Okay. Are you, like, you wear clean underwear to go to the doctor, or, like, matching bra and panties to go to the doctor?
I take it so seriously.
Really?
As if I'm going to have sex, literally. Like, I will...
You're shaving your legs to go to the doctor.
I'm waxing. I'm shaving. I'll do all night. I'll have a martini before I go there just to warm myself up.
Really?
I'm having a great time.
Have you ever ran into your doctor outside of the office?
I did.
Okay.
But one thing that's very important for women is wash your feet before you go to the doctor. Because your feet are in his, literally.
Okay, so your doctor is a guy. Your doctor is a guy.
Oh, he is a man. And okay. But you have your legs up, right?
Oh, so we're talking about just that doctor, gynecologist. Okay.
Like your feet are up in the air next to his face. So if your feet are smelly, that's disgusting. So clean feet, clean pussy
Jesus
is the way to go.
Please isolate that sound too. No. But like clean feet, like you would really be subconscious about your feet
I do a full pedicure.
Because vag and asshole are out. They're out.
Dude,
for this guy.
This is your feet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And this is his head.
Yeah.
This is what's up.
And you think he focuses on
like,
the feet.
If they're smelly, you're done. There's just, you gotta have clean feet, pedicured, fresh.
You take socks off and everything. So, because you're going to the doctor with
socks
sandals and shit like that. You're already kind of barefoot when you get there.
I try to like think about my outfit before I go, like whatever's practical to take. And I also bring a lot of wipes and creams and perfume. And I redo it again right before we do it as well.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually get complimented for my grooming from my doctors.
Really? Uh-huh. So you spray like a little mist?
Oh, damn. Do I? Oh, do I?
See, that would make me uncomfortable. If I was a gynecologist, if you come in here smelling good, especially with some aftermarket smell, if like it's one
Yves
thing
Saint Laurent,
to be
babe.
You're lab, but you know what I'm talking about, Jorge. Like you went out of your way to spray something.
Sweetie,
like,
that's why you're not a gynecologist.
Yeah, because I would get caught
There's
up.
There's a reason.
I would get caught up.
You'd be in trouble.
Awesome, like, hey, take these pills. When that clears up, come on and see me, huh?
I'm just being polite.
What? What's up?
You know what it is? It's like Luby said, she's being polite. It's consideration, because think about how many women don't think about the state of their feet or the smell of their pussy.
Yeah,
and then
I've
they go to the doctor.
Here in New York.
Yeah, like how many women do you see leave the gym, stay in their gym clothes, and then run errands? And it's like, that's disgusting. You need to clean yourself and then do your stuff,
yep.
You know?
But see, and this is the interesting thing.
I agree with that one as well.
I was under the impression that you would have gone to a female doctor. So you would have been doing this for the female doctor just because of what she just said there. What Tiana just said was all lady judgment. So ladies do most of the judgment of each other. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that you guys think that the doctor cares about your smell. Like you said, he complimented you, which is great. And he's probably going through something with his wife that day. But you know what I mean? Like he's got to be a professional.
It's not a caring thing. It's more just like.
It's
you're
respect.
Gonna stay. Yeah, you're gonna
it's
stay
respect.
In his mind if you smell or yeah. if you smell good. So I rather smell good than
is
stink.
Being on your gynecologist's mind. Is that something that you want?
I feel if you see like 20, 30 women a day, and if a good chunk of them is smelly, when the clean one comes in, you're like, you know what? Thank you.
Women still need to be number one, even for the gynecologist. Yep. This is the guy that like he's more than likely married, right? He deals with an entire client book, like you said, 20 women a day he probably sees, but you still need to be number one.
Absolutely. I mean, my pussy is pristine already, so everything.
I don't understand. Like, I would never. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be clean to go to the doctor. As clean as can be, meaning as clean as whatever the shower was that morning.
Nah.
That's it.
Nah, baby.
That's the best. Mm-mm. You can tell when someone has showered and they try. It may have got a little funky because it's hot. But you're, as a doctor, I would expect the doctor not to hold that against me.
No room for funky when you're between my legs. And another thing, do you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist? You brush your teeth.
Like not right before, but I do my regular.
I brush my teeth. I take the Listerine with me.
Wait, but if I'm going for a cleaning?
For anything.
No, not he's, for cleaning.
He's, that person is going to be in my mouth.
Nope, not for a cleaning. For a cleaning, I might as well go in there because they're doing the cleaning.
No,
and I go to dental school dentist, so they need as much practice as they can get.
And don't eat garlic or onion even the day before because it doesn't come out from your mouth anymore. It's in your gut, and the smell just will.
You tripping? The doctors they wear masks. They good. I mean, the dentists wear masks.
Think about when you were in school and like that one person who always stunk, everybody knew it. And even if they actually stopped stinking, everybody be like, oh shit, here comes stinky. It's just very much like in my mind, on my chart, they dot it with a certain color if I stink or if I'm disgusting.
Yeah, you guys are holding it against. There was a girl that I went to school with, we used to call her Big Hoagie Dirt Dirt.
There you go.
Cause she smelled like hoagies. She smelled. She had an oniony smell in seventh grade, and I think her mom just wouldn't buy her deodorant for some weird reason. I look back on it, I think she had a crazy mom too. It was just like you're not wearing deodorant.
Oh wow.
So, but
smelly
yeah,
and abused. Horrible.
Yeah, but she figured it out in high school. I still hit. I remember when she smelled like hoagies, and I was like, "All right, well,
those days are gone."
Yeah, absolutely, it's like
she upgraded to a cinnamon bun, and that shit is delicious.
Wow, man, I gotta figure this out though. I'm gonna try aftermarket scent before I go in for my vasectomy. See if anyone says anything.
Are you taking a thorough shower before it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a shower.
Okay.
Last time I had something like this happen, I got stabbed once in 2001. I got stabbed.
How
like,
did we segue to this?
Because I'm about to tell you that.
I'm mortified.
That was a situation where I did have to go to the hospital and get surgery to get stitched back together. The stabbing was like kind of in my groin. Like it's like, you know, right over my left side. And yeah, like I wasn't clean for that.
I want to tell you an advice that my mother gave me when I was little.
What?
Always have clean underwear in a case a car hits you and they have to take you to the emergency room and take off your clothes, and you want to have matching clean underwear. You don't want doctors to think you're a slob.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
But I'm dying. Does it matter? But to my mother, that was.
Because if you have brand new, clean underwear, fresh out of the pack, right? And you're driving down the road, you did everything your mom says. And then a fucking 18-wheeler crosses, crosses that double line, and you see you're about to impact. You're going to shit yourself immediately. So whatever clean underwear.
All of that was useless. All of that was useless. I think that she passed out once when she was 18 because she was on a strict diet. And she, the only takeaway she had was like, no, I should have eaten. No, it was I should have had better underwear because people were taking care of me.
Jesus Christ, man.
I think women are just always worried about what people think.
You know what's crazy? I've never had these talks with my daughters, and I've never heard their moms do it to them either. So I don't know how they feel about that. And if they are wearing dirty underwear to the doctor, good for them. They're free.
Okay.
They're free. Like my oldest daughter, I remember I used to have to fight with her so much to put on socks.
Oh, that's a kid thing. Kids don't like socks.
Yeah, but you know, when you wear socks, when you wear shoes sockless, they get black and stinky. Like it's just all of the lotion from your feet goes off in there. All of the sweat gets held
absorbed,
in there. Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't know about this. Is this a thing for you? We used to judge this. And to this day, I don't even 100% sure if it's right. But if I was going to talk to a girl and her feet were tore up, mostly like if the sneakers were just dirty, filthy, ran over, we would still steer clear of that because you just assume the box is dirty also. Have you ever heard that?
I'm assuming that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it might not be, it might not be true, but it is like 100% true. If a woman has good feet, detailed feet, then the box is in great condition. It's just like if she's paying attention to her feet, she's more than likely paying attention to the box as well.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I mean, if there's like an isolated case that somebody was walking through mud or something, that I wouldn't judge. But in general, like nails and feet, and those are all the signs.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about that here in New York.
Personal care.
There's a lot of what we call dirty footers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of women in this, like in the rich neighborhoods too. Sneakers be black as fuck, just turned over, just walking through puddles, and you're like, huh.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, because that's like you go to your Upper East Side condo like that, huh? That's rich. Ew. Your sugar daddy is putting up with this this dirty.
I think that when I see a girl with fucked up nails that are all like bitten and they have like destroyed, ruined nail polish, that for me is really disgusting.
Will you ever, how are you with your friends? If your friends come out and something like them looks like a little bit like, hey girl, you're signaling.
I would say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend who repeatedly has nail problems. And I'm like, it doesn't matter that you are so gorgeous and your hair is beautiful and you just all put together. Your nails are consistently looking disgusting.
Yeah.
And chipped and bad. And like you have to. I have to work on that.
Okay. Well, you can still be friends with them though while they're working on it, or do they gotta go?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not like a mean girl, group girl kind of thing.
No, I'm here to take care of you, to help you out. It's no judgment here, simply help.
That's the super, what do you call it? The talent of the supermodel portion. They're like, what is your specialty? I'm here to help.
I'm here to help. It's just what I do. I've heard that a lot of people who our pedicure technicians, like nail technicians, also complain about smelly vaginas.
I get that. I can see a lot of people saving their shower until after their pedicure, manicure type situation. I've been guilty of that. I've never done it, but I've thought about it. Like, I'll be like fresh from the gym and be like, I'm about to shower. Like, shit, I should just go get this pedicure first.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, you're all sweaty.
Do you do pedicures often?
Monthly.
Is that a thing? Monthly you do pedicures?
Yeah. Just to make sure everything
is. Look at you.
Yeah, man. It's good for running, too, because I run. So running, you build up a lot of blisters and calluses and stuff like that. So it's just like, yeah, get that shit off. You know what I mean?
You just made it manly. Cool.
Huh?
You just made it sound more manly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? When I first went, it was weird because I kept getting men. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll go to the Asian one, and it would be like some effeminate Asian dude, and he would have like a nice manicure doing my hands, and he wouldn't put no gloves on. That's another thing. Like, I feel like, okay, do y'all feel this way? You get pedicures, right?
I stopped doing pedicures, just manicures.
Yeah, why'd you stop?
I do my own pedicures better.
Okay, okay.
I'm very thorough, yeah.
I just feel like when they don't use gloves, they like you.
Oh my God. So like, they want it raw?
Huh? Yeah.
They want it raw. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
They're raw dogging your pedicure.
I go to a Spanish spot instead of the Asians because the Asians charge men more. Ooh. And they're not shy about that at all.
But that's both of those choices are a mistake.
You think so?
Russian pedicure. Sorry, man. I hate to break it to you.
I am, other than you, I would probably need you with me to be around people from that region.
Why? But look how sweet and innocent I am.
I know you. Okay. So I trust your tone. Like, I would love, because I feel like, one, I'm cool with Spanish, especially I'm learning Spanish now. Uh-huh. I'm like 100 days into Duolingo. There's not much shit they could talk about me that I won't figure out.
Okay.
All right. Asian people, I make fun of them so much in my stand-up that it's like, hey, you know what? Have at it. You know what I mean?
You deserved it. Karma.
Exactly.
Cool.
Now, Russian, Serbian people, all that.
But you've done shows in Queens that I produced, and you saw my people are very welcoming, and they all loved you, and they had a great time.
I think it was because I was introduced by you, and that's where I felt comfortable. Walking into a Russian nail salon and just asking, I wouldn't even be comfortable asking the price because they bark back at you. Like, mm-hmm. I just had a pretty interesting interaction with mm-hmm. Albanians, which Albania is right.
That is an Israel to my Palestine, baby.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to? You know where I'm from.
Montenegro.
Yeah.
You share a border.
Sure.
But you hate each other?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know anything. This was the problem. This was actually the problem. Mm-hmm. They were upset that I didn't know anything about them.
Albanians are big.
Right, and I'm sure, but this I'm
good.
A black dude from Philly, okay? Uh-huh. Like, I didn't find out Alaska was bigger than Texas until I got to college. You know what I'm saying? It's just
fair
like
geography
is just not something that they was teaching us mm-hmm. in my neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I do the show. The show was great. These people come up to me afterwards. Oh my God, you were great. You were funny, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they go, I want to see more of you. Where can I find more? I said, mm-hmm. oh, you're going to Google me. I'm pretty Googleable. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dave. And he's like, what's your last name? I say Temple. And because I'm from Philly, my natural instinct is to go Temple like the university. Mm-hmm. But I realized a lot of people know about Temple University. So then I also go, or like a synagogue, if you're into that.
Mm-hmm.
To which the lady goes, "Ugh, I am not Jewish. You think I'm Jewish?" Mm-hmm. And I go like, I don't know what you are. I was just saying Temple like a synagogue. That way you know how to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, I thought you thought we are Jewish. We are from Albania. Like, she says it just like that, right? And I'm like, okay, yeah, Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E, and then like, Albania. You know Albania? I'm like, I saw Wag the Dog, you know what I mean? I know Albania from that. And so they laughed a little bit, mm-hmm. but it was clear I didn't know much about Albania.
Mm-hmm.
So then she just goes, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is from Albania. You know Dua Lipa? I'm like, yeah, I know Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Bibi Rexha. Bibi Rexha is
the right name to pronounce it. Regia, Bibi Regia.
Is that how you say it?
In Albanian, X is G, technically.
Is
so
it?
Americans call her Bibi Rexha. She's Bibi Regia.
Yeah, okay.
Fun fact.
That's what I'm saying. They just start running down these people that are from Albania.
Yeah. Rita Ora.
Yeah, yeah. And
who
I'm
else?
Like, uh-huh. Okay, what are you?
Ava Max.
Ava Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, you passed me now. They're all singers, though?
They're very good.
All pop singers?
All pop singers.
Yeah, yeah. So Albania is good for pop singing.
They're popping.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But even though they're popping, you don't fuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, Albanians are just so huge, especially in New York and in the United States. Their network is impeccable.
Yeah?
Their mafia is impeccable.
Really?
And their national pride is...
I've never heard a mafia referred to as impeccable.
I mean, they operate...
But if you're into
that sort
of thing,
pretty smoothly. Yeah. They get shit done. How come out of Albania, there's 4 international pop stars. How come?
Oh, shit. You saying they're pushing it forward?
Absolutely.
Fuck.
Their lobby is one of the strongest
ones. Maybe Bebe Rexha and Dua Lipa aren't that good.
But Sweden, they know how to do business.
And Sweden and Albania are killing pop music.
Yeah.
Who's popping from Swedish?
No, like Swedish writers, Swedish producers make the all the music one. That we're listening to yeah. in the pop space right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Justin Bieber to even Dua Lipa, like they wrote every song, Swedish writers.
Swedish, they know yeah. how to put shit together, huh?
Yeah. They know how to make fish and music.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Like really high? Like really super duper legally high? Well, then now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested. That's right, lab tested Delta 8. You know lab tested is the shit, right? You all saw Half Baked. Where you go, hey, janitor, could you run this down there for me? Yeah, sure, scientist, could you mop up all this shit for me? That kind of green. That's what they got. So if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in a majority of the states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Now, what is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's the important part. That's what you're looking for. You want to get high. If you go to YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of flower, gummies, vapes, all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it.
I've never had a Swedish fish in my life.
Are you serious?
I don't even know what... Is that a gummy bear?
It's pretty much a gummy bear, yeah, but it's shaped like fish.
I've just been to Taco Bell for the second time in my life the other night.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I think I need to be more curious about things.
About Taco Bell?
In general, like Swedish fish, I should have had it in my life.
Wait, are you a candy person now?
I'm not a big candy person.
Yeah, yeah. You don't
I'm
seem
a
like
chocolate
a candy
person.
No. Yeah, and maybe chocolate. Like, but like adult chocolate.
Yeah.
Like you're not even buying. You're not buying Reese's sticks.
Yeah.
You're not buying.
Yeah.
Like if you get the cups, you're getting Justin's peanut butter cups, not Reese's peanut butter cups. Or getting the, yeah. Like, okay, what is your minimum on chocolate? Like I've noticed that there's like trash chocolate that I was eating, like where it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, if you can get this chocolate for like under $4. Pretty much trash chocolate, milk chocolate or anything like that. But like, are you personally like, no, give me the $17 chocolates because they're healthier?
Not really. I think that they are like, they don't taste that well. They're always boring.
The dark chocolates?
Dark chocolate rich... with like sea salt and orange peel and zest. Shut the fuck
that
up.
That is
like,
weird.
It's
yeah.
Just, come on.
Sea salt and your chocolate with some almonds on it. You
no,
fucking boring
just give me
person.
A chocolate. Remember? Not Hershey's though. Hershey's tastes like pure butter. I yeah. don't like it. Hershey's is shit.
Have you ever been to Hershey, PA? Those people out there. Oof. That is some back roads living.
Oof.
Like Hershey is about like maybe about an hour and a half or 2 hours from Philly.
Ooh. Rednecks? Or
I would say so because the family, even though they're rich as fuck, they're like
toothless?
Super duper inbred and they like hate each other as a result. You know what I mean? Like they've got some serious wow. shit going on. But they were trying to keep that Hershey name and that bloodline strong and
for what they're not royalty what are they tripping
yeah, chocolate it's royalty what are you talking about
royal.
It's fucking Willy Wonka
okay
yeah.
and now they're all retarded great
yeah but uh-huh. they the Hershey PA is they have their town they have all of their family is there they live there they're rich as fuck
oh you meant the Hershey family they're inbred
yeah
oh
yeah
okay understandable
yeah mm-hmm. yeah now it's understandable.
I mean, of course.
That kind of money, yeah.
That
why,
kind of
why
money,
would
yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah.
Why
just
would you not?
Marry your first cousin and shut the fuck up. Get that Hershey money, girl. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, man.
The chocolate still stinks. It's really, it's pure butter sprinkled with a little bit of like cap.
Yeah, I'd imagine cocoa leaves are hard
cocoa
to get
something.
In
yeah.
the middle of Pennsylvania. So, yeah. And
I'm
no
very
one,
suspicious of that.
Yeah. No one ever checks that. Like my daughter... My daughter, who lives in Arizona now, you know, and full disclosure, she's 12, so I just don't think she's that trashy of a person. But she's always telling me about these seafood places that she's going to. And I'm like, you live in a landlocked state. Why are you eating sushi in Arizona?
Sushi in Arizona.
Taco, like not
you
taco.
Better tempura that shit.
Yeah.
That shit ain't fresh.
Wait, what does tempura mean?
Deep fried.
Oh, is that that what it is?
Tempura fried, right?
Okay, I know about tempura rolls.
It's a
I've heard people say
type of breading, but it's deep fried. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like
I should know
coated
that.
In breading and then deep fried.
I've been singing Bad Bunny lyrics incorrectly for years. There's a song where to me it just sounds like he's saying house of tempura, and I sing that all the time. But I don't
what does he even say?
What does he say, Tiana?
I never
Spanish.
Know anything from Bad Bunny. Like, I always like the music, but I only know the lyric, take selfie, say cheese.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
all I know from Bad Bunny.
Honestly, I don't even know because I don't know the song any other way now. Because the way you sing it.
Because I say House of Tempura?
Yeah, I can't even think of the song.
Yeah, yeah. House of Tempura, House of Tempura. If anybody knows what's supposed to go there, that's from that song. What is that song called? Takiki? Takiti? Dakiti. Dakiti, something like that. Yeah.
Are you into Bad Bunny?
Like, same way you are. Like, I get it. It's a jig. Mm-hmm. Am I listening to a Bad Bunny album track for track? Absolutely not. Could I tell you the name of more than two songs? Absolutely not.
But that dude is a badass. He doesn't speak any English, like three words max, and he's banging Kendall Jenner. So,
really?
I don't know.
Is that true? He's banging Kendall Jenner? Is that a prize? That's a good thing now.
Disgusting.
Like, that's disgusting? Because she's a kid, right? Is she still a kid or
she's
grown?
26.
No, they're about the same age, but, you know, us Puerto Ricans don't want Bad Bunny with her.
She is like the only innocent one out of all of those. Puerto Ricans
are sounding a lot like Albanians right now.
She's fucked half the NBA.
Heavy population in New York and not fucking around, even though they won't go back to their own country. No.
They're badass as well. Yeah.
Who, Puerto Ricans? You fuck with Puerto Ricans?
I wouldn't fuck with them. They would destroy my life.
Yeah, how's the
men and women?
How's the Puerto Rican mafia? Are they impeccable also? Is there a Puerto Rican mafia, Tiana?
No.
No?
No. We're trying to get freedom. We don't need a mob.
Yeah, there's a Mexican mafia, right, Jorge? Yeah. Everyone has a mob. Even the blacks have a mob. You guys
Montenegro has a big mafia as well.
Yeah?
Every time when you see like news that Colombia had like a big arrest... That's always Montenegrins.
Yo.
Oh, we took over a lot of businesses in Colombia. We sell a lot of drugs.
Did you guys at all hear about a police raid on a small newspaper in Kansas? It's
Tell
not
me more.
Big news, but
Tell
it should
be. Tell me everything,
be.
Actually.
It
Tell
should
me everything
be.
About
so
this.
So this is like, because this is a huge violation as far as freedom of press. And it's weird that this is not front page news. But basically.
Who raided them?
Marion County Police Department in Kansas did a raid Friday afternoon, if you can find this, on a Kansas newspaper. Mm-hmm. Apparently the newspaper put an article out Wednesday about an important business person in town.
Okay.
Wednesday. Friday, the paper was raided, and apparently Saturday, the owner of the paper, who she's like an 89-year-old woman, she died, supposedly as a result of the stress from the raid. Yeah, so here it is. Dozens of news organizations condemn police raid on Kansas newspaper and call for seized materials to be returned. So they basically kicked in their door, snatched all of their computers, laptops, phones, and everything, which is like, yeah, I get it. The media has definitely been a weapon, and they've been destroying people, but they've been safe because they've always been hiding behind that freedom of the press.
Yeah, but there's so much more, like bigger and more harmful things going on, and they found an 89-year-old lady in Kansas to raid and punish.
Yeah, man. She was writing stuff about people who didn't, that Armenian mob.
Back you go. Like,
hey, stop looking into my business affairs.
Holy moly. Do we know what they were looking for? And
any information pertaining to, they were looking for information pertaining to the person that was featured in an article Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And basically that's where all of these other outlets are like, you cannot do that. That is illegal. You
know
what I mean?
She's dead now. It's all good.
But still, it opens up for all media to be yapped on.
I know. I'm just being mean.
All right.
I'm vaping this whole time. Is that cool? I apologize.
No need for apologies. Not here. I do want to look at this. This is a fun little video to start off with. Let's get on here. T, do you see a video in here called Cock Blocks Her Own Sister? I think this is funny as we were just talking about ladies and their judgment of each other.
My sister cock blocked me so many times in my
really?
Life. It's not even funny.
Go, please tell me.
My
tell
older
me how.
Sister was just so controlling and afraid that I'm going to do something wrong.
How much older than you are we talking?
She's 3.5 years older.
Uh-huh.
It's not that much, yeah. But she was just always like looking after me way too much.
How
I remember,
does she do with guys? Is she into guys or?
Sorry?
How does she do with guys? Is she
She has
guys?
Been with her high school sweetheart, her one and only, her whole life.
Really?
She met him when she was 15 and they're still together. She's 43.
You believe that she's...
Not only did I believe, I personally think that she never thought of anyone else.
Holy mm-hmm. shit. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
is he
very
good
odd.
Guy? He's a good guy?
Oh, he's a great dude.
Okay.
He is one of the greatest dudes of all time.
Yeah.
I met him when I was 12. Like, he bought me first pads when I got my first period. Like,
what the fuck?
He's that kind of guy.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because he's a bro. He's
no.
a dude.
He would have been 15, 16.
No,
when
he
you
was,
were going through your...
No, what my sister did was highly illegal.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
He was 21.
So your sister's 15, uh-huh. dating a 21-year-old guy.
Yeah, she just turned 16.
And he's like, your 12-year-old sister just got her period? I got you. Let me get you some pads.
No, I called her screaming and crying. And they were like, no. It's you're not dying. You just got your period. And they came back with pads and a box of chocolates. He bought me a box of chocolates.
Jesus Christ. Okay. No wonder you think he's a dream.
He's a sweetheart. He really is. He's a great dude.
Let's see what this video has to offer, and we'll come back to this in a second. That is wild. Let me get some audio here.
What are these white hoes up to?
Hey, excuse me? What's your name?
Grace.
Grace? You are absolutely stunning. I was going to go that way before I do that. Can I grab your number?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Absolutely not. I mean, I do now. I do now. Her.
Yeah, what is your name?
Jack, what's yours?
Joy, I'm her sister.
Oh, okay. You guys are both stunning.
You didn't have to say that, but like I want to know. Aww, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's the ugly sister called blocking.
Joy, I'm her sister.
I'm drunk. What'd you say?
Grace.
Grace? Oh, I love you.
Could you back that up to the bar? Because it's so funny where she inserted herself in the conversation. And this guy shook hands, knew who he was talking to. It was quick in and out. Can I get your number? What's your name? I hate this girl.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, okay. You guys are both
I hate to say it.
You didn't have to say that, but like I just wanted to know.
What's your name? Joy?
Joy.
Go ahead. You can stop it. I do appreciate it because at least that girl knew what she was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She interjected herself, and she mm-hmm. just, I don't even think she was really her sister, because I hate when girls do that kind of mm-hmm. shit too. When she's like, I'm her sister. There's nothing worse. I don't know if you've ever like met a guy and had a friend drunkenly kind of
mm-hmm.
harass the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not, she just, you better be nice to my friend. She's a good person, and you better fucking treat her well, because she deserves it.
Can I tell you what I did in college? And my friend from childhood is visiting. She's here with me this whole month. And we were reminiscing on our college days. And she's like, do you remember when you cock blocked me with that guy that I wanted to have sex with? I was like, oh, do I remember? I do.
Oh, okay.
She was really, really trashed.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I know that she was going to do something irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
I was also an idiot, but that's another story. Anyways, we were sitting next to a window. We were living on the ground floor, and some guys were passing by. The window was open, and she's like, guys, come on in. And I was like, no, that's not safe. We don't know these people. Like, I was the voice of reason. So the guys came in. They fucking got in, and she gave them a drink. And then she started giving this guy a lap dance and just like, I don't know. Like, she freaked me out. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, excuse me, everybody. I just need to refresh myself. Went to the restroom, and I went up to this guy, and I was like, hey, dude, like, I think you guys need to go home. Like, she's not at the right headspace. Her mother just died. And her mother didn't die. I lied. I just wanted them out of the house.
Yeah,
and I wanted
yeah.
to, you know, say something so they feel bad for her and don't do anything horrible to us. And they're like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, she's not in a state of making any decisions. She's, like, suffering. And her mom just passed away. And the guys left.
Which is, that's a hard leave, too. Because as a guy,
yeah,
I know if I was in that situation, I'd be like, so are you trying to fuck or what? Like, I'm here. Like, you know what I mean? But that's a...
I mean, they left, and the fun part was...
Was she mad when she came out?
She wanted to murder me.
Absolutely.
She was pissed.
Yeah.
But we just moved to that neighborhood. Those guys, like, they were our neighbors. We later ran into them, and we all became best buddies and remembered that story when I did that.
Did any of those guys get to fuck anybody in the house at any point?
No.
God damn you, Luby.
Mm-mm.
God damn you, Luby.
Yep.
That is horrible. Dudes would never do that to each other. Jorge, have you ever cock-blocked a guy, regardless of how dangerous the situation looked, how fat the chick was, or anything?
No. We were new in the new city. Like, we didn't know anyone. We were 18. She just brought strangers into our house, gave them lap dances, and was drunk as fuck. And I was like, this needs to end. This is not safe.
This sounds like the dream, honestly.
Absolutely.
Like, your neighbors are down to fuck as soon as they move.
This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You guys...
You've never cock-blocked anybody, Jorge?
No.
Yo, let me tell you how different dudes are, all right? And I think enough time has passed. I can actually tell this story now because Dylan has nothing to do
with
gas.
May I just ask one question?
Go ahead.
Please. You guys think I'm a piece of shit, correct? All of y'all?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it safe? It wasn't safe.
I wouldn't have allowed it either, yeah. Just because of the whole... we've all regretted fucking somebody the day after.
And now the next morning, y'all just sitting there.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
Just ruining it.
Listen, friend really wanted to fuck, she would have did it when she was sober the next day.
One time, and I already said his name. I'll probably ask you guys to bleep it out. But a former producer on this show, one time, I lie to you not. We did a fucking show. I don't even remember what city we were in.
Okay.
I do not even remember what city. It might have been Austin, Texas or something, but I just remember going to a strip club, him hitting it off with either a stripper or a girl, but he left to go meet. This is our last night in town. Mm-hmm. He left to go hook up with the chick, and he didn't make it back. We left the Airbnb on some, like, I guess he's just missing his flight. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get in the way of each other doing stuff like that. It's so fascinating. Like, I remember even another time in Arizona, a comic was tendering from the plane, and he had a match by the time he landed. So by the time we checked into the suite, he's like, yo, I'm about to go link up with this girl. I'll see y'all at the show later tonight. To which we're like, okay. Does it sound dangerous? Absolutely. Does it sound like a setup? Absolutely. In fact, me and the other comic even joked when we got to the show and that he was actually there. He's like, yo, I honestly thought she was going to get robbed. You know what I mean? But like, we'd let you go. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get robbed. He got late.
There you go.
At the time of his life.
I mean, I usually really don't cockblock people. Actually, I think I'm a good wing woman.
Yeah.
That's even a word. Wing lady.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah. Two words that have never been put together before. Wing woman, wing lady.
Wing lady.
Go ahead, Google it. You will not.
Individual.
It will be so confused on what you're looking for. Wing woman is not a thing.
How do you say a female wingman? I don't
what
even
does
know.
It say? It
wing lady.
There's no word for it because it doesn't happen. Okay. What does that say there? You make that bigger.
Oh, I
Looks
am
like
an awesome.
Like there's a chicken wing. Spot.
Yeah, the wing lady. Yeah, that's
it. Oh, like a wing chicken spot.
There's a fat black woman
in White Plains, New York.
Wow. That is who I am, though. My guy friends love going out with me because I approach girls for them.
Yes. You are good.
But
at that.
In this case, like, I didn't think it was safe.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
You really think that men are that dangerous? That's the issue. Yeah. Go ahead. Are men that dangerous?
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I get into an elevator, and if it's all guys, I'll get nervous.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if we get stuck, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not a delicate flower. I've been taking care of myself my whole life living in New York. But there's just some instances when you see some people that give you like, ooh, this guy looks weird and we're alone.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask a very deep, dark question?
Deep, dark. Okay, I like it.
Have you ever been drugged? Like, have you ever been, has your drink ever been laced or anything like that?
I don't think so.
See, I've gone through that.
Like, oh, once, but I did it for fun.
Well, you know, it wasn't fun. I've gone through my drink being drugged, and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Nope.
Yeah. You know where those guys learn that from? Their older sisters.
Yeah.
Their older sisters, like, you wanted to get her to have sex with you? Put this in her drink.
I've been cornered enough in my life by men.
Cornered?
Yeah. I've been cornered enough.
I got sexually harassed at a early job that I had. I used to, like, my
was
one
it
of my
a dream
second
come true,
jobs.
Or it was a horrible
No, because this was a wild, like, these girls were from South Philly. They were heavy black girls. Like, they were topping 200 already in high school. Mm-hmm. Mustaches. Didn't give a fuck.
So you were just afraid for your safety, basically, at that point.
Well, here's the thing. For your and physical I've talked about body. This before sometimes. These were the girls that also taught me something weird. There are some girls that can challenge you to the point where they'd be like, if you don't accept what I'm doing, you must be gay. Mm-hmm. And they know that. Your homophobia is at a level where you're like, okay, I'll comply with your sexual request. Just don't call me gay. So like, I used to work at this cheesesteak shop in the airport in Philly, which is probably one of the most Philly sentences ever.
Yep.
And these girls would just walk by and pinch my butt. They'd reach around and grab my crotch, you know, while I was making cheesesteaks. They did it to a lot of the dudes at the thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, some of the guys would play into it. Mm-hmm. I was young, and I'm not going to lie, I was kind of scared of these girls because they were just so big and they were so aggressive. You know what I mean?
Did they just want the sandwich, baby?
No, they were just passing time at work. It was just a way to get through an 8-hour shift, sometimes 9.5, sometimes 10. You know what I mean? Like, they just, that's just how, like, because the thing was, it was kind of fun. Like, that's why I can never be like, those girls don't. No, there were times we also laughed at it. You know what I mean? Like, when a girl grabs your crotch and she's like, I want to try this with fried onions and provolone. Like, yeah. The sexual harassment kind of goes out the window. It's like, okay, I get it. You're gross. You're being disgusting. You're being silly. You know what I mean? But yeah, they were definitely aggressive and they got away with it.
So it all comes down to that if somebody's hot, then it's not a harassment. Only ugly people can harass you.
We just saw a movie about this this weekend. T, can you pull up, see if there's a trailer for Pumpkin? Mm-hmm. So we watched this incredible movie this weekend that we found on Tubi. Tubi, mm-hmm. where, you know, that's where black people go to watch TV for free, is how Zach Amico puts it.
Luby watches Tubi.
Yeah, Luby on Tubi. All right, all right. So you might have seen this movie. This movie is called Pumpkin. It's starring Christina Ricci. Okay. So I was already in. Anything with Christina Ricci, I'm in. Because Christina Ricci makes the weirdest shit, the wild, you know, from Adam's Family, all that shit like that. This one she wrote and produced. But the craziest thing, the twist about this movie, she's a sorority girl at a college who she has to do, what do they do, community work?
Okay.
So their community work is they're bringing autistic people to the sorority house to, you know, kind of hang out with them and get them moving. And, you know, it's basically like a photo op. Hey, look at us. We're hanging out with the autistic.
Where does a pumpkin get into the story?
One of the guy's names is Pumpkin. Uh-huh. So one of the autistic guys that Christina Ricci ends up being paired off with, his name is Pumpkin. And she ends up actually having an affair with this autistic boy. And I absolutely love this movie because this is like the first, this is right up my alley on some, you know how I'm a contrarian. I want to know, I want to hear, we see this on the news all the time. Someone was sleeping with their autistic student, or when you're like, how could they? Well, Pumpkin shows you how it fucking happens, man. They showed you a real movie on how a hot sorority chick fell in love with a dude in a wheelchair. And go ahead. You got the trailer for this movie? This movie is, it's like right up there with Forrest Gump where you can't even tell whether they're joking or not.
It's horrible.
Oh.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, are you having mental
Her head looks
problems?
Like a pumpkin too.
High yeah.
Anxiety, manic episodes.
Not exactly. I'm afraid I'm falling in love and I don't want to.
Love is not such a bad thing.
mentally retarded.
Yeah, they use the word retarded in this movie. Right.
retarded.
Oh, Lord. Is there anything you want to tell me about?
No, this person.
Chinese, African, or worse, Jewish?
Mother. He's in the challenge games, and I'm his mentor.
And the guy, they have a guy that has to play full autistic.
But he's also physically enabled as well.
But he gets better.
Yeah.
Inspired him.
Yeah.
Love with her. Okay.
Yeah, like as he's hanging out with her, he stands and starts walking and dancing. Like he just becomes a regular frat dude.
No.
Yeah, she actually leaves her boyfriend.
Yes.
United Artists presents the challenging love story of a pumpkin.
You two are not
challenging love story.
Yeah. Into a prince. I promise you.
In the back of the bus anymore. I hear those kind of people are very easily aroused. Those are not what challenged athletes think about. Holy pumpkin.
I've heard about guys losing their cheeks to lesbians, but
Yeah, the dude fights him. The guy actually fights an autistic person.
Christina Ricci,
this movie is insane.
And Brenda Blethyn.
Why should anything be horrible or ugly? Why can't everything be beautiful and perfect?
Oh. I highly recommend this movie. Like, this wasn't even planned. I promise you, it is the best 2 hours of your fucking life.
This looks fun.
Yeah,
I would watch it.
Because it's very plausible also. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very plausible. Like, when you see this stuff on the news and you go like, what? Someone had an affair with an autistic teenager? How is that possible? And you're like, oh. Mm-hmm. She saw something in him, man.
He is a cutie, though.
Yo.
He's a cutie.
Has he been in anything else? What was that guy's name? Hank Ferris? Because I'm curious, once you go like full autistic like that, can you get another job?
Oh, remember Leonardo DiCaprio? One of his first movies?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes.
Best depiction of an autistic person I've seen ever. Ever. Yeah. Even down to the fingers. What you got there, T?
He's still working. He was he's doing a lot of like guest roles on shows. Like Twin Peaks, Once Upon a Time. Rizzoli and Isles.
That's what that'll get you.
But according to his IMDb, he hasn't worked since 2017.
Nah, that can't be true because this movie was like 20. When did the movie
this
come out?
This was 2002.
Oh, 2002?
Yeah, 2002.
Yeah, it had to be a while ago because they were using the word retard.
I know. Are you saying, darling, you're fucking a retard, sweetie?
She's like,
that's unacceptable.
Is he black, white, Chinese, or worse? It's like,
Oh my God.
It can get worse. I loved
Jesus
it though, man.
Fucking Christ.
For her to just take that concept and put it on its head like that, what you got, love?
Remember when we were talking about double standards for men and women?
Mm-hmm.
And that we should keep some of them?
Yeah.
Just a question.
Go ahead.
Is it the same thing when like an older teacher sleeps with a young student versus like a male teacher versus hot female teacher sleeping with a 17-year-old.
Ooh, shit.
If a 24-year-old sleeps with a 17-year-old.
Hotness. Yeah, for us, it's all about the hotness. Like, I think about male teachers sleeping with teenage girls.
That has to scar you.
And it's only if he's not hot.
But vice versa. I think that would students enjoy having sex with a teacher? Like, that's like, that made them more like popular and manly, and is that a double standard?
I mean, I just think of the differences. Like, I see it's such an upgrade as a boy. Like, the teenage sex is not good. You know what I mean? Like,
I never had it. I don't know.
Really? Mm-mm. You're not missing anything. It's not
sloppy.
Good. Yeah, like girls, they don't have big beds, you know what I mean? Their rooms are kind of like teenage girls. There's so much childish stuff still in the room that you're like, it's a little creepy, you know what I mean? I would imagine at least when it's the other way around, I don't know, man, because I can only think of like one teacher. There was a teacher that I knew in my school that was clearly banging chicks, and he was like our social studies teacher also, but he wasn't he wasn't a good looking dude. He was like their field hockey coach, and he was giving rides home, and that was like, yeah.
You just have to find the girls who don't have fathers. You're fine.
Yeah, and see, that's the weird thing, because it's like they're gonna do that anyway. So why, for a teacher that's making what, $38,000 a year, might as well give him access to a little bit of teenage fatherless gash. You know what I mean? No.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, a girl who's going to sleep with her teacher, you know she's going to be a problem in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even blaming the girl. It's just like, hey, you know.
I'm blaming her parents.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, the same way you would see almost like a juvenile delinquent, you blame their parents, but you already see this dude's about to be a problem. Let's just get him in big boy jail. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how I feel about the teacher who would sleep. Or the high school girl that would sleep with her teacher.
But as a father, like, let's say that you have
if
a
my
son.
Kids got involved
your son
with it,
is hooking up with an older teacher. You'd be like, "Way to go, son! Get it."
If my daughters were doing it,
but
now
your
see,
daughter,
okay,
you'd
now
be like freaked out.
Here's the thing:
as much as I want to say
I'm freaked out by it, I am in an interesting place with my daughters because
I didn't mean to make
this
personal.
But here's the thing: I do want to put this out there. I do want to put this out there when I think about this kind of stuff with my daughters. I'd like to think that my daughters are sharp enough to make their own decisions and fucking mean them and know how to stand behind them because they've seen me do it. Mm-hmm. So even though they make a decision that I disagree with, knowing what my childhood was, I might have to trust my kids like, all right, go ahead. You know what I mean?
But would you worry more about them and their experience if, you know...
Girls?
Because it's...
No, because I feel like girls can get more out of the situation than dudes. Meaning like, okay, if my girl, like, let's say if my daughters are dealing with a teacher in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, this is going to sound bad, but you know if she gets pregnant, there's money to pay for an abortion. Like the teacher has a job as opposed to like some other.
I love how practical you are about all
that's
of
all
this.
That's all I'm thinking. That's it. How do we?
Are we talking about a mental state of your daughter later? Is that going to scar her, make her like change the whole trajectory of her, choosing her partners? Or being scarred
I don't think that far into it. Because I don't know about that kind of stuff. Like, even for dudes that go through it, I don't know any dudes that have slept with older women and are scarred mentally.
That's what I'm saying. If it was vice versa, it would have been way to go, son.
That's what I'm saying. Are the women scarred or are we making them scarred? Are we telling them that they're scarred? Has any young girl been like, oh my God, I'm scarred from that? Like, most of the time, they have to go to therapy and
but
be
there's a
beat
lot of cases
down
of that. There's a lot
to
of
be
cases
told that they're scarred or that something bad happened to them.
I mean, there's plenty of hoes. I get it. You know, they just did it and they keep doing whatever they're doing. And I respect that.
Yeah.
But I think there's a bunch of girls who...
Like, we all think hoes got a problem.
Uh-huh.
We do. We all think promiscuous women have a problem and that somehow...
I never met a happy hoe.
Really?
I've never met a happy hoe, man.
Really?
I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm. So, explain. Like, what's wrong? Like, what do you know about these hoes that they're like... What's going on in the background that you've seen?
I have in my life met a lot of hoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, define hoes, first of all.
Promiscuous girl?
I've also met women.
That's what I'm saying. Because like the promiscuity is almost like, hey, she might not think that highly of herself, but she's willing to share what she has with whoever. Because she understands they value it.
Do you know what sugar babies do?
Yeah.
I've met a bunch of sugar babies, a bunch of like girls who are strippers. Who do different type of sex work or hoes or whatever, like who are just in that type of business in a sense. And I have just never met one that I spoke to her and I was like, I like that for you. This makes sense. You're happy. It's always like filling in a hole, if I may.
Yeah,
every pun intended, but...
Are they doing well in it though?
They just seem sad and they just seem.
But that's what I'm saying. Are they killing it as hoes? I think hoes
they're making
that
money.
Are,
they're
yeah,
having a good time.
I think that's the problem. I don't think it's hoeing that's making them unhappy. I think it's actually making the money and having all your bills paid and not having much problems.
Their story is always very sad. Like their background is horrible parents, horrible childhood, looking for love, acceptance, looking in at wrong places. I've just never met, like, I had beautiful parents, white picket fence.
Yeah.
They drove me to school and I'm a hoe. I just never.
Really?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
And I've met plenty.
Yeah. I don't.
We interviewed a bunch of people.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I don't get to know hoes that well. You know what I mean? Like, I knew a few back when I was younger, you know, like strippers and stuff like that. And I ended up not being around them, not because they were awful people, just because of the cocaine. You know what I mean? Cocaine, that's the thing that makes Dave Temple be like, all right.
But scratch the surface, there's always pain behind it. I have never met a happy teenager who grew into doing that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, but I've never met a happy teenager.
Again, I'm not judging.
I have never met a happy teenager.
I know. I know. Teenagers are dicks.
Dude, I do, only because you mentioned the sugar daddy thing. I'm going to play one more video before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
T, see if you see this one in here, Young Man Scouts Sugar Mama. You want to talk about a double standard here?
Let's do it.
Because
okay.
I've always wanted to figure out, where do you go to find a sugar mama? You know what I mean? I realize now I don't want one, because every girl that I know that it has a sugar daddy, they're serious alcoholics, and I get it.
Thank you.
I don't think it comes from the sex thing. It comes from the fact that they just don't have anything to do with their day. Go ahead, play this here.
My name is Julian, and I'm 21. I'm trying to find a sugar mama. I just got, like, sugar mama vibe from you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm usually free on the weekends.
I'm kind of controlling you.
Well, we can work through that. What kind of demands do you have?
I don't even know what to say right now. It's funny that you say that, because
really?
And they paid me. Well, one paid me, one stole me. So this is actually my first month of not being paid. So
maybe it's time for you to reverse the role.
That's why it's funny to me, because really? I'm shopping too.
I'm not that expensive.
You're not that expensive.
I'm not.
You sound like we know how to make it work, but my friends would like have a heyday with you right now.
How about you take down my number? You tell all your friends about me, and once I get one of your friends to become my sugar mama, I'll give you a percentage. That sound good?
Wow, she just became a pimp.
Yeah, she's not going to go for it, though.
I like that percentage.
Which sucks, though. That's weird, because she's not on board with it. I don't know what... that probably isn't real, because she was mic'd up. But, like, I don't know how you would approach a sugar mama situation.
Ooh. Her being offended?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a way?
I think.
Would you be offended if someone asked you to be a sugar mama?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh my God, I'd be devastated.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so would someone have to ease, like, would you date a younger guy? Like a 22, 23 year old?
I would sleep with them, but yeah. I would never date them.
Really? All right. And then
I would hook up with them, yeah.
Would you pay them to leave?
No, why?
So no money's coming out of your pocket at all? There's clearly a double standard there. And that's what people pay for. That's what sugar daddies pay for. I'm paying you to leave because you're young and annoying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you've been around 20-something-year-old girls. Ooh, a lot of yip, tick-tock. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, lady.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it with all the yapping that comes with it.
Yeah, and I guess young
30-year-olds have a good shaped pussy as well. They should be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. All right. This was a fun one. I'm about to get out of here.
I'd be devastated. I've had people offering me money to sleep with me before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken it?
Mm-mm.
Not a dime.
Why would I?
Yeah, I guess so. Because then you're just you're putting a price tag on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them know. But will you take other things, like in lieu of like a cash prize, but like something that you just know, like, okay, well, yeah, I'll take this coat.
Me personally, I would never, but I don't judge it.
Yeah.
I personally just don't. I would be really offended.
I've never taken money.
I feel like if people offered me that, that would make me feel not respected.
If they offered you money?
Yeah. Like, if they're like, if you do this, I'll give you a coat. If you spend the night with me, I'll buy you a bag or something. I would feel so disrespected.
Really?
Oh, goodness.
Good for you.
I would be like, what am I wearing? Is it something that I did? Like, to be perceived this way? Does my pussy smell? What is it? How did we come to this?
Luby, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online, if they want to buy your pussy, or at least if they want to shoot their shot and figure out what numbers they have.
So my pussy is worthless. it's
please. Starting November. Isolate that clip.
Starting November 14, gentlemen. I am officially invisible, and Luby Popovic NYC.
How you spell Popovic?
P-O-P-O-V-I-C, P-S Peter, V-S Victor.
Nice, man. Mm-hmm. Go follow her on all platforms. You will see Luby at our live show September 17th. We're going to make sure you're in the building. Make sure you bring plenty of money so she could turn it all down. Or maybe you might get it. You catch it. She's turning 40, so.
Just redirected to No Need for Apologies. That, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, we did a fun segment of having Luby interview some people. And, you know, we got a lot of questions asked that we're going to play at this show September 17th. So we should have that link tree should be live by the time you guys are hearing this on YouTube.
Damn,
Sunday.
I'm so excited. That's going to be
so
awesome.
So make sure you get the tickets and that you're in the building if you want to see more of me, Derek, and Luby September 17th in New York City. Follow her. Toto Tower, say goodbye to the people. Tell them where they can find you.
Peace, y'all. You can find me at Tiana Sasha across all platforms, T-E-O-N-A.
High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network. Thursdays live on Gas and Mondays on YouTube.
All right, guys. And I'm the God, so, you know, eat your vegetables, talk to me, tune in to No Need for Apologies. I'll see you guys live Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Instagram at I'm Dave Temple. And if you are already subscribed to our YouTube channel, Thursday nights, we will go live there, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys in those chats. Talk to you later. Good night. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.